The things I wanted to talk about with you, too, is 914, Pat Campbell Show here on Talk Radio 1170, Tulsa comes to talk, Oklahoma comes to listen. You've heard me talk about the governor, the tribes, the gaming compacts.
Yeah.
I have been unable to get any attorney in the state to come on the program and support Kevin Stitt's claim that they expired on the 1st, 2020. The guy that should have made the claim and would have had all the street cred in the world would be the attorney general. Back when Mary Fallon was governor, she would have had Pruitt do something like that.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things going on here. Nobody seems to be backing him up legally. If he's right, and I don't know that he is, there's no consequences for it because as of the 1st, it's like the parent who tells, you know, the kid to be home at midnight. Kid shows up at 1, but there's no consequences. Mm-hmm. They're not grounded. They don't take the car away or anything. The next night, they're going to stay out to 2. It's mm-hmm. You've undermined your own authority by making a threat that you didn't carry through with.
Yep.
And then the money that he wants, he's never explained, and maybe he did when I was asleep. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping you got the answer for this. What does he want the additional money for? Because that's never been clearly explained.
Well, when you're a politician, you know, it's like crack. Anytime you can get more and more, you want more money. And I'm sorry, it, even the best of them get taken up on this. But I don't know. I think several of us feel like the gaming compacts, really were a problem for it wasn't meant to be a Jim Crow law, but it kind of became that because
explain what you mean.
In that, if I'm a black man in Tulsa, okay. I can't start a casino. Or, you know, you have to be a member of the tribe. Now, I'm not saying it was racist motivated at all, but it kind of has that effect to many of us.
Jonathan Small made that. And Jonathan Small, for those of you who don't know, is black. He's from OCPA. Yeah. He was the last guy on the planet I expected to ever hear play the race card on my program.
Yeah, I know.
And when I had him on, he's claiming that this is racist. It gives preferential treatment to Native Americans. Well, there's a whole history there of Native Americans being mistreated, but this is an agreement that was entered into freely by the state and the tribes back in whatever year it was.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like, well, we don't want to stick to the terms.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a badly written contract. If there is a lot of people wondering, does it expire? Does it not? Mm-hmm. It probably just was a poorly written contract. And that's disappointing. I think you had a guest on 2 months ago, Wayne Pettigrew.
Yes.
Great former lawmaker. And he explained a lot of us what many of us wish we had known is that this wasn't an agreement to tax. It was agreement to shut everybody else out of the
exclusivity.
Yes.
Exclusivity.
That's really what it was.
And in the meantime, you know, Stitt's made threats about bringing outside interests in. Well, he's the governor of Oklahoma. All right. Why would you bring people in from other states to compete against your own people? The tribes are members of a sovereign nation, but they're also Oklahomans.
Yeah.
So they have like dual citizenship, right? Yep. And why would you bring people from outside to compete against your own folks, knowing that much of that money wouldn't stay in state or be used in state like the tribes do? But what, in other words, go out of state, go to New Jersey or go to Vegas.
Yeah, that was a foot and mouth thing. He should have never mentioned out of state. However, if you've got in-state entities in entertainment or whatever and they want in, then that would have been better optics for him. I think he's pulling a card that he doesn't want to play. He does not want to expand gaming and everybody. It's a free-for-all, everybody trying to do it. But I think that becomes the default argument he's making is, hey, fine, we'll let everybody in. Now, the tribes will still have a benefit because they won't be taxed. Meanwhile, Stitt will be taxing everybody else.
But they are taxed. We just call it a fee.
I know. But see, if that goes away, the exclusivity is gone. So are the exclusivity fees.
And all that money for education goes, too.
But you're bringing in other money from...
I don't see who they could possibly bring in to make up for the money they're going to lose. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know who's approaching him. I don't even know if that's legitimate. That could be a bluff. I don't know.
More on that coming up. I'm going to talk more with David Vann from Sooner Politics.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
God doesn't cut you down, you cut yourself down. Learn that lesson the hard way. 918-879-1170. Joined in studio by David Vann from SoonerPolitics.org.
Yeah.
I got a couple of text messages and emails here. People want you to re-explain. You said, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that the gaming compacts, not contracts, but compacts, are racist. Explain what you meant by that.
Well, I'm not saying that it was racially motivated at all. What I'm saying is the net effect is you got to, first of all, be a recognized tribe. So there's an ethnicity right there. And then they have to go further. It has to be set up as a trust and that. But, you know, you're somewhat starting right there limiting who comes in. Mm-hmm. First thing is, are you a tribe?
Right.
Yeah.
But you were saying if you're a black person in Tulsa, or even if you're Caucasian or Hispanic, sure, you can't start your own casino. Well, Stitz, at least he has a card temporarily. I don't know how long before they take that away. Stitz White, Stitz couldn't start a casino on his own.
He said he's a Cherokee member.
Well, no, but he can't start a casino on his own.
Right.
It's only the tribes. The tribes.
Tribes, and then they set up a trust that actually gets it, my understanding.
And you've got multiple parties involved here. It wasn't just the state and the tribes. It was also, what is it, the Department of the Interior that was involved. So you got the feds involved.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. And where the state has some latitude is the Class 3. Class 2? That's a constitutional right. Class 3 is where the Supreme Court gave states the right to regulate.
Okay.
You know, that's the craps table and the roulette and the total chance games.
But we just gave, the state just gave all of that away last session. Most of it, the only thing that's left for the tribes that would be of interest is going to be sports gaming, sports betting. Okay.
Yeah.
So the state, I think the state foolishly squandered those things.
Yeah.
Took them off the table before there was time to actually make a difference. But the reality is, you know, bringing other people in from outside, do you really want gaming to expand? Do people want it to expand? Because what I hear from a lot of the callers here are people who are still upset that this ever passed in the first place. They don't like gaming. Even Jonathan Small said this is nothing more than a legalized money laundering. Yeah. I mean, he was on a roll that day.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute. Okay, so you don't like gaming at all, but you want to take more money from them because, I don't know, you think they're getting it unfairly. I don't understand that.
Right, and I've never stepped in a casino, to my knowledge, in that. So it's not like I'm an advocate of it. What I am an advocate for is the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection of our rights, all of us. Now, it was written to protect the newly freed slaves, or at least in that era, but the principle is timeless. You got to treat everybody as citizens the same and not divide them by ethnicity.
But when it comes to gaming, here's the thing that gets me. If I wanted somebody to raise taxes or raise fees, I would have voted for a Democrat because that's what they do. They're really good at it.
Yeah.
I didn't think Stitt was going to be that guy. But what I'm hearing from, maybe not so much from the governor, but certainly from Jonathan Small, OCPA, and some others, is that, well, you know, the Indians, the tribes, they have too much money. And we're not getting our fair share.
Yeah, I know.
But that's not a conservative.
Yeah.
That's not a Republican. That's a socialist talking. My fair share. Your fair share what? You didn't do jack squat to earn it. You didn't put the money into building these casinos. You're not out there working them. Why do you think you're owed something?
Well, I agree with you. You know, and I'd just as soon take that out of the equation. I'm not a big tax kind of guy. I'm just saying let's treat everybody consistently here. Now, I will say this. If the tribes are doing it, they're going to do it tax-free under what I'm talking about. If Stitt opens it up to all Oklahomans to set up a trust,
then they no longer have to pay their exclusivity fees because the governor has violated the compacts.
Well, there you go. I mean, he says that the compact on Class 3 is expired.
As of January 1st, 2020. Of course, the courts didn't decide either way. They just kicked it down the street. They're going to send them to arbitration. And then even then, after the arbitration date, whatever it is, March 31st, there's going to be like another extension. This could go on forever.
Right. I think we're in a place not a single one of the parties wants to be in. Not a one of them. I don't think Stitt likes where he's backed into.
Why did he put himself in that corner? I don't get what is in this for him.
You know, you're flying by the seat of your pants sometimes as a governor. You don't know where this is going. And that's the nature of leadership.
I voted for him because he was a businessman. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be Trump-like, you know, the art of the deal kind of stuff. I don't get this deal because this whole deal with the tribes started off the wrong way. You know, you don't – if we tried to bring Amazon to town, you're not going to start it with Bynum writing an editorial listing his list of demands in the newspaper. That's what Stitt did. I want 25% or whatever. It's like, really? That's not the way things work. What do they get in return for 25%?
Yeah. It's like I say, I don't know where Stitt's at. I think he's holding the cards close to the vest, but I think a lot of us are saying, you know, look, let's just find an equitable solution here. And, you know, it's a bad deal. I work a lot in mental health advocacy, and the Department of Mental Health right now is spending millions dealing with gaming addictions, gambling addiction. So we've got a legitimate issue there that the state's having to
step in. And the tribes pay money into that every
year.
They
do. Yes, they do. They recognize it. In fact, they go beyond that to set up bans. Certain people are banned from entering a casino.
More coming up. David Vann from Sooner Politics. Your phone calls, 918-879-1170. Pat Campbell.